Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Common Sense Radio. I'm your host, The Point Taker, and here with me I have a special guest today. And today we're just going to, you know, keep it real and genuine, and we're just going to talk about some current events and subjects and just let a few things off our chest. I know it's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, and I just wanted to welcome myself back, you know. Thank you. Here we go. I'm going to have buddy here, Mr. Cordero, jump on the air. We can call him Big C. I'll have him introduce himself.
How y'all doing? My name is Cordero, and today I have a controversy, an event that had taken place up online, and what it is, it's the Bruce / Jenner. Now, I know everybody has been listening and been reading all about it, and I know that people are getting sick of it, but I'd like to point out that there is more than just him going on. Now, I got right here up on Facebook, and this is obviously where it had all started, a conversation, a comment that had been brought to my attention, and I'd like to read it to you. That, all right?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and read it.
All right. It is, it says this. It says, I don't know why everyone is making such a big deal about Bruce / Jenner. Everybody has a right to be / choose who they want to be. It takes a lot to come out in the open like that for anyone, and not to mention she's famous, so I'm sure it's hard. Don't judge. This is in no way affects your life. But how does that lady know that? How does she? How does she know that what she just posted or what he did doesn't affect that life? It has to affect somebody's life in somebody's way, in somebody's life anyway.
Well, I was to start things off with that, I would probably go ahead and say that it's all, we're in a society of things about being choice. You know, people want to make choices about what they do, you know, and maybe we will just call it the society's views, today's society's views, you know. I mean, how are we, I mean, my problem with this, you know, is who are we to sit there and to jump on something and to just make a post, you know, and whether it, you know, it's going to start something or whatever, you know, that to me, I feel like that's a huge problem, because I feel like you're going to just go on there and you're going to start controversy in the first place.
All right.
You know, it's a huge broad scope, and there you go. It starts with just one thing.
How do you feel about this man / woman being called a hero?
You know, I believe that there's more important things that to be considered than to do this to be called a hero. You know, I mean, people have went over, you know, and did things and, you know, quote, sacrificed a lot of things. But I don't see him as being really a hero.
No. Definitely not.
Not a true hero. Not in my eyes.
You're not going to see that. You know what? You're not going to see a hero in my eyes. Now, that may be a hero in the gay community.
Yeah.
You know, but this man specifically said, and I don't know if any of y'all heard or anything, but this man straight up said, bro, he said, oh, I like women. So then why are you changing yourself? He also did say he liked men too. But he also liked women. So he changed his whole persona. Got the surgery. It's nasty, by the way. You know, I'm not going to lie, though. I saw something the other day where it said it is bad when your ex-boyfriend turns to a woman and looks better than you. Yeah. I was like, oh no, that's so nasty.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the process of it going on or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, when I did see the end result in that magazine, you know, or the cover.
Vanity?
Yes.
Yeah.
I seen that, you know, and I was like, I mean, of course, a lot of it is photoshopped or whatever, you know, I wouldn't want to see it like at a TMZ, you know, thing now, but it's a shame going back to that post that you just read, you know, and people overall just talking about the issue and really throwing fire into somewhere where it doesn't need to be thrown. Just people can't seem to really let things go, you know, and it's, that's sad, man. We can't really have a civilized talk about something without somebody getting offended about something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or whether it's misinterpreted about something or whatever it may be, you know? It's just, that's crazy. So,
this is what a comment had brought up, obviously, when it comes to people changing, or yay-wise, people going to that effect, people bring out religion. And obviously, there was going to be some people that are religious putting their, you know, information and whatever, whatnot, you know, to that comment that was made, or pretty much any comment that has to do with Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I'm going to read some of it for everybody. It is, this lady was just giving her views about, you know, God and Bruce, and it was, I think it takes much more courage to remain where you are than to run.
We got 19 minutes left, so.
Just let me know when.
Hmm?
Just let me know when.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and assume that we are back on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We are. We're back on.
Well, we're back on the air.
Sorry, we have some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. So.
Definitely. Okay, well, I don't know what part you had read, but let me get a recap right now.
Go ahead and recap, let them know
yeah.
what was going on, you
all
know,
right,
the issue
much.
And everything and the subject and everything.
Right, we were...
for those who have just tuned in. Maybe.
We were talking about Bruce Jenner turning into Caitlyn Jenner, and there was a conversation up on Facebook, a comment that I had read, and the controversy after the comment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to read, or was going to read, or started to read the comments in this person's Facebook. Now, beforehand, before I read this, we were also talking about how this girl thought it was courageous in a way that the man actually made this change. I'm not saying he's a hero, but in the gay community, he is. Being able to stick up for himself and whatnot and making that big change in life, hey, kudos to him, but not for me. So, and religious. You know, obviously religious people are going to put their two cents in the mix as well. So this is what I was going to read. This comment was made by this lady who is a religious person as well, and she wanted to give her two cents into this conversation. And matter of fact, she was actually the first person that had posted something. And I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it is, she says, I think it takes more courage to remain where you are than to run headlong in a direction God didn't intend for him to run. Bruce Jenner was fearfully and wonderfully created as a man, which, true, hey, he was.
Mm-hmm.
The man got a, well, God gave him a stuff,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
gave him stuff. So, I mean, hey, you know what makes me wonder, though? Like, where in his right mind, like, seriously, 65 years old, all right? And just one day, oh, I hate Chris. Chris Jenner, I hate her. Oh, my God. And then, boom, right there, he turned gay. Like, he just, like, right afterwards, oh, I'm about to give me some guy. Like, is that what he thought of? Like, dude, I want to know, what, like, 65 years old, dude. I mean, you're about to die. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I read the Bible, too, and, you know, I've been told plenty of times, if you make it to 70 years old, God has blessed you for living that long. he's not everybody gets to live till 70. But you're 65. I'm not going to say he's going to die at 70, but I'm saying he's got wrinkles.
But look at this, though. The man went on ahead and pulled himself completely back, literally.
Yeah.
Skin and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pulled it back. But my question to you is, do you feel like the man came out too late?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like the Kardashians had any type of influence on his decision?
Oh, you already know Kim probably did. You know, Kim, she was like, I had to know, and I came in there and looked at him putting on my mom's bra and stuff like that, started cross-dressing with Chris's stuff. I mean, you know, dude, you know, he might have been getting some dick before then. Am I allowed to say that over here? If not, I'm still doing it anyway. Look, he got it. He had to, dude. And, you know, he had to have been checking out everybody, dude. You know, he had to. You know, like every dude anyway. I mean, he couldn't just woke up overnight and be like, oh my God, I'm gay, 65 years later. You know. He knows. And you know what? They ain't going to put none of that stuff on TMZ or, you know, some other type of crap. And it's sickening, really. It really is sickening. He had, like, probably multiple surgeries just to get his stuff cut off, got the boobs going for him. And no lie, he does look like a chick. He really does. And Vanity Fair hooked him up really well with his makeup and stuff like that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nasty. I mean, because I'm pretty sure, and I'm not going to lie, because I was almost this guy. But any man that looked at that and did not know that that was Bruce Jenner, didn't hear about all this stuff, was like, oh, my God, that girl's hot. That lady's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find out that he had a penis, he ain't hot no more, is he? No, sure not. And that's nasty. That is nasty. Anyway. All right. Anyway, so moving along. This lady, at the same time, after she said what she had said about, you know, him going to, you know, being in the right direction, or not being in the right direction, but, you know, God wanted him to be in the right direction, she also posted a picture up of a man named Arthur Ashe. Ashe, so Ash. All right, there's no hyphen over, so I guess, you know, good. Anyway, it says on here with the picture that the man had one arm and one leg. The man was overseas, and he got hit by a roadside bomb in Iraq. All right? Now, it says Caitlyn Jenner, the Bruce Jenner, won the Arthur Ashe. Oh, my bad. Sorry, not Arthur Ashe, won the Arthur Ashe Courage Award over Noah Galloway, who lost his arm and leg on the roadside bomb, and now competes in CrossFit events, runs marathons, and completed in the 58-hour death race. Now, if that is true, I'm not for sure if that is true or not, but if it is true, on every level, the dude became gay. All right, he got titties now. And you are going to give this man a courage reward for deserting his life? This man almost died for us. And for people that don't believe in war, people that don't believe in a military, army, whatever you wanted to call it, you know, sacrifices is what people make. This man made a sacrifice for the D. And I'm just going to call it that. He made the sacrifice for the D. This other dude made the sacrifice for his family. If he didn't do it for us, he did it for his family. And I give that man courage. That man should have got the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Okay.
So, point being, there's another man up on here who responded to this lady's answer, her comment. And he said, am I the only person who just sees this as today's news? It'll be forgotten soon, and people will find something else to bitch about and debate about. It's never ending. Always something. Everyone wants to compare her to some war hero. Who gives a crap? Pick anybody. It's not courage. It's not about what makes you happy, period. Doesn't God know all? If he didn't intend for him to run in that direction, why did he create him as a woman trapped inside a man's body? That dude's gay.
The man who said this comment?
No. I'm just saying he's gay. I'm saying it.
Who, Bruce Jenner or this man?
This man that's talking, this comment, this commenter, that dude's gay.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying it. Okay. I'm just saying it. You know what? Religious person and the dickhead. All right? Two don't compare together. Two don't clash. You can't clash a dickhead and a religious person together because obviously things are going to come up that's really not said. And I feel like that was like an attack towards her in a way. I mean, if he would have left everything in there except doesn't God know all? If he would have exited that out and just left it, yeah, it would have been good. It would have been good. If he had never said anything about God, it would have been good.
Okay.
You know what? Let the lady talk. This lady is an older lady. This man is a younger man. Let the lady talk. But I can't. I mean, everybody got their own agenda, their own, you know,
okay,
whatever. Let them do whatever they need to do.
Well, now that we're coming down to the 10-minute mark on the show, we're gonna, I guess, go ahead and, you know, see. Let's just get an open opinion here and what you truly think about the subject overall. All right, and I'll start it off first. I believe me, you know, the man made a decision. You know, he wanted this. You know, of course he came. I mean, for crying out loud, he was on the Wheaties box, man. You know,
yeah,
he's got money. You know, and so
yeah.
Part of me believes that he did this for the attention that he's getting now, which of course he's getting. And part of me saying that, you know, well, it's him, you know, and this, it's what he wants to do, you know. So, but at the end of the day, the man had it done. He's going to make his money. I believe now he has, like, a reality show going on, right?
Yeah.
It's about to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So, I mean, kudos to him. I mean, he's making his paper, you know. So, but, I mean, as far as everybody's opinions and stuff, and it's, like, causing wars, you know, it's, and I say wars, I say Facebook wars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's potentially destroying relationships. You know, what is this going to accomplish when there's more real issues out there, like, you know, issues.
The issues.
Yes.
Yeah, true enough. I look at it like, you know, this girl that had posted this comment up on here obviously was friends with the religious person and was friends with, I'm just going to call him the dude.
Did you feel like she anticipated it to happen when she made that comment?
You know, I don't think she was thinking. I don't think she was thinking, not at all. I mean, because if you got these type of people that just don't care anymore, you can post whatever they want. I mean, obviously they had to know at some point that she was into the
lifestyle,
yeah. You know, then I don't think they would have cared as much, you know, but...
But, I mean, is she being judged on by the church because of that opinion, ultimately?
I don't think by everybody. I'm thinking about some, though, for sure.
I mean, do you think people come in there with good intent? They come on Facebook with good intent.
It didn't sound like it, though, did it? It didn't sound like good intentions. It just sounded like...
This is my opinion.
This is my opinion. I'm going to say whatever I want, and you're not going to change it. You know, there was other comments on there leading to, you know, other things. You know, it's whatever. And I got to stick to the religious part, man. I mean, if God was going to make Bruce a woman, if he wanted Bruce a woman, he would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
He would have. So, man, that's. I mean, it's. It's not even really anything to think about, but the controversy that is over this to religious to, you know, just a national debate that shouldn't even be a debate at all.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think it was wise of the religious woman to even say her piece on somebody else's Facebook?
She could have kept it away. She could have held and she could have held her own two cents, but she didn't. And because of that fact, they had that.
I mean, would it be the same concept if the person, the postee, was to go on that individual's Facebook and be like, hey, I'm going to drop this on you, you know, on everything you post, you know? I kind of feel like it's almost, in a sense, like an interference, you know?
Because
I understand what Facebook is for, but yet it's available to everybody, so everybody can see it. So it's all about really how you interpret it, and I think people are just completely taking it to the left, And I mean, and some of these, I've seen some of these conversations myself, and they came completely over the top. Absolutely. And it's unnecessary.
It is.
Completely.
It is.
There's way more important subjects to talk about, you know, way more important things to worry about, you know. I mean, our livelihood here, there's this, a lot of things, natural occurrences, you know, phenomenons, which we'll be talking about next week for sure.
Yeah.
You know, sure. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, but we're coming down on 6 minutes, you know.
Question. What if she never posted that? What if that religious person was like, you know what, I'm very upset with the way things that, for the way he turned out, you know, God wasn't, you know, trying to do all this and that. What if that person that posted in the first place was like, how dare you say that, you know, since she, you know, believes in gay rights, you know? That's something to also think about. Religious and gay people.
Is it a mix?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not going to happen. It's not. It's, and that's a good thing. Gay people and religious don't.
Never.
Yeah, no.
No.
Of course, we don't judge.
Do we say, but I mean.
We can't judge.
Are we supposed to accept it?
Well, that's a good question. I'd like to hear some of that from.
Somebody?
Somebody.
All right. Well, you know what? That'd be great. If anybody wants to call in, we have a guest call-in number. The number is 347-989-8300. Again, that number is 347-989-8300. We're coming down on the 5-minute mark here of the show. If anybody wants to call in, voice your views, please do.
Please do. I want to hear it. I want to hear your views on anything. Doesn't matter what it is. We're an open line. We got 5 minutes left up on this mark. So even if you don't want to talk about this, but you want your voice to be heard, call. We are listening, and we are ready. But besides that, though.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Taking it on. I mean, I know that this is something that is abnormal. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say really abnormal. There's tons of people who've had, you know, transitions, you know, and...
What is rhinoscopy?
I believe it's getting your nose...
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Fixed, I believe.
I guess that would make some sense. With
some
it.
Sort of way. But, like I said, I mean, a lot of people's done it, you know, but I guess it's really the individual who's done it and what he's represented to our country. You know? He's supposed to be a, you know, Olympic...
Yeah, Olympic hero, man. Not a, I'm going to turn my life around gay hero. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I can't see, I mean, can I accept gay people? I can. Don't hit on me. Don't touch my butt. Okay? But, you know, can I change my life for that? No, I can't. I can't see myself do it. I can't. But you know what? You got gay men in the military, mm-hmm. Navy, Marines. I know a guy that was gay in the Marines. He was a good guy, though. Would he ever change his sex? No, he wouldn't. You know, and there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of people out there, you know, and a lot of people that won't open up for being gay. There's not. And then sometimes that may be a good thing. Oh, perfect example. No woman that was gay, okay? She changed her ways. I mean, it can be done, changing your ways. I'm pretty sure you can have the tendency, if you're a woman, to go back to a woman, you know, but, you know, you're always going to think, wonder, whatever, about men. So, I mean, you can change in a way. The question is if you really want to. I know a lot of women change to lesbians because a guy hurting them. I know a lot of guys changing to men. Well, I don't know why.
Okay. No, that is true. I mean, and ultimately, I believe it boils down to society today. You know, there's a lot of different things that's going to happen, you know, and I think that this is just the beginning of what's going to take place as far as, you know, what people do to themselves. And I mean, medical and everything. I mean, yeah, it's sure you can change the sex of a person, but, you know, it's going to affect both sides of the coin, you know, whether... You know, you believe in God or not, you know, it's, It's a deep conversation. I think it's gonna be ongoing for a while.
True. The controversy will last for a while, especially if the reality show comes in. So, but anyway, we're coming down on the minute and 47 mark left. Come on, guys, give us a call. Somebody, 347-989-8300. That number is 347-989-8300. And we are, yeah, I mean, that's it. We're coming down to it. But if nobody does call in, it definitely was a good show.
Thanks.
You know, definitely got to get some things off our chest about this subject. We will be back at it again next Saturday, probably with some more subjects. See about possibly getting some more time here. And, you know, if anybody is, you know, interested, just follow us. Follow Common Sense Radio. We're going to start coming back in and hopefully...
Add us on Facebook.
Look for us, and we'll be there. So, once again, I want to thank those who tuned in. I want to thank my guest here, Mr. Cordero, Big C.
Yeah.
We're going to come back with some great topics next week. Once again, like I say, unnatural phenomena, what's going on with this weather occurrences, you know, things that are getting this crazy overall in this world. It's going to be great.
We got some info just for you when it comes down to that. We actually dig in to our national weather to figure out what's going on, why it happened, and whatnot. So I appreciate me being here. I appreciate you having me here.
All right. Well, that will be it. And again, guys, keep up with us on Blog Talk. And just hope you guys have the rest of a fantastic weekend. And take care and be safe.
Yes.
It. Well, hopefully it did it. But that was it.
Are you going to come on there?
No, it'll take it a minute for it to upload and process. So
this is live?
Yeah, it's live. It's on air.
How'd you feel?
I felt good about it. I feel like if we had a little more time, it would be, you know, that, and not only that, I gotta get it linked to Facebook and everything. I kind of just brought this up from the.
Can you get this on Facebook?
Yeah, we're gonna have a Common Sense Radio Facebook.
I like that idea.
Page.
Can you tag me in it?
Well, of course,
or
dude.
Send it to me or something?
Yes. So.
Can we hear it right now? Or no? Is that possible yet?
I don't think it is right now. But. I don't know, we had some audio issues, so.
I'll get some more stuff for us next week when it comes to, Are we going to do this at 3 o'clock all the time? Or?
No, we can pick...
Try to do it a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. Early, any current time.
I think that was pretty good for about 10, 15 minutes. Kind of nervous a little bit. You just kind of opened up.
You what?
Then you just kind of open up.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty nice. Tell your mind, boy.
Oh, nothing. I'm trying to get this audio to load up.
Do you think live listens?
Yeah, that's how many people I've actually had listen to my all-time, you know, over time, so.
And what is this total listens?
It says my all-time stats. What does it say above the number? The total listens, right?
Total listens, yeah.
Yeah, I've had 1,500 people listen to all my shows overall. And then I've had 51 out of all my shows. So, and then what is that in the end part?
Huh? Oh, profile views.
Yeah.
3,000.
Yeah, hopefully it took all the stuff. So how's everything, man?
About what?
About, you know, everything.
For the action?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The issues and whatever.
You know what? I talked to a couple of people this morning from the church and stuff. And they're not being judgmental or nothing like that.
Good.
You know, they're, they know what happened. They know the talk. They know all that. Yeah. And they're pretty, like, you know what? She's fallen from God and whatever. And I wanted to say that, you know, but I know people are going to be listening later. If you tag me into it, you know, they're going to be listening to it. And they're going to know. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm tagging into it. Go tag me. I'll just listen to it off your page. Because I know people are going to listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, if I linked it to you, yeah, a lot of people would listen.
And they
to
know what I'll be talking about. Don't do it.
Are you sure?
Don't do it. When you get it set up on your page, then I'll listen to it. And if I feel like it's going to be all right, because I forgot everything I done said, if I feel like it's going to be all right, then I'll tag myself or something. I'll share it. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
Just, I don't know, man. You know, and these people, you know, at first they were, like, saying to me, you know, now don't leave Ashley or, you know, just have your head up, talk to her and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. And now it's just kind of like, they're like, you need to leave her alone.
Do what? Yeah.
Hey.
I think there's a piece over there in the, yeah, right there.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, at first you were okay, you weren't okay with me thinking about leaving her. And then now it's just kind of like, well, clearly you need to be with somebody that's going to be, you know, faithful to God and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, man, hopefully that audio caught up and stuff. And it'll load up.
It's loading right now.
Yeah, it says loading audio for smooth playback, so we'll see.
How long we got? You got time on it?
I don't know, it doesn't tell me the time. It's just loading, so...
That was fun.
Well, I'll send you the link for sure. So I get this to what he done. Think you listen to it on your phone, so.
Yeah, probably be better.
Or you can jump on any local computer and listen to it too.
These people aren't gonna know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if I was to link you to it. Oh yeah. A 30-minute discussion of this.
So you got a rental car outside.
Yeah.
To go to Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
Right, how long?
Just a day.
You going to Corpus too?
No. I gotta work.
When are they leaving?
Like early Monday morning, like 1:00 in the morning. So.
Okay.
Why? Is that crazy?
Yeah.
No, she's going to drop the girls off, so, with their grandma, so. And she can spend the day, I guess, not there with them and stuff, so. I mean, it's really up to her. She can either come back, you know. Maybe that by tomorrow, so.
Later on, when we do a couple of these shows,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a special guest anymore.
Oh, you won't be a special guest, but you'll be the
co-host.
The co-host, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're getting that many views, hopefully we can get a little bit more live.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about a live.
I know.
You get nervous with it sometimes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this how we're going to be all the time set up like this?
Yeah. Okay. That's the only way Mike will work.
Huh?
That's the only way Mike's going to work.
Yeah.
That's a Blue Snowball microphone. It's designed for the mix. That's why it's beard. Catches everything.
Maybe we could also set up a YouTube channel.
You want to do a YouTube channel?
Might as well go all balled out.
Alright.
You got the equipment for that?
I should be able to post the webcam like right there on that thing, and they'll point this way.
Why not?
So that way we'll
be on this and be on that.
Yeah. It should be. I think I'll be able to do it. That's not a painful. But
that's if you want to do that. Will you be down for that?
Yeah, we can shoot some YouTube videos. For sure.
Might as well.
I'll have to design. We'll have to make a whole new YouTube channel for it.
Make a whole new
YouTube channel. That'll be a whole new YouTube channel for it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do that, huh?
Get ready to take the comments and everything.
Might as well.
Like a champ.
Do it. That's what we want. We want people to comment and then have other people be like, oh, look what I commented on the other day. And then people will see it.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, if you get over a certain amount of views, you get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? I mean, if we're going to be doing this every Saturday, I want to get paid. You want to get paid. If we got a look, my homeboy, he made a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
There was a song out by Lil Wayne. There wasn't a music video for it.
Mm-hmm.
He made a music video. Not with him, you know, but he just put, like, special graphics in it or whatever. He gets paid $3,500 a month.
Damn.
So, right? If we get paid $3,500 a month, I don't mind. Huh. What? Take home pay.
Profit.
So
what do you think about my yard, homie? Did it look sharp?
It looks sharp.
I had to pull some weeds by hand, homie.
It's very good.
I don't have a weed either.
Don't you ask?
I don't even get one.
Okay. Why?
Well, on that though, can you get a weed eater, man?
Pulled them all out, didn't you?
I mean, there's still some spots I could use weed eating, so.
I'm sure.
But, yeah, I set the mower all the way low. I try to get the golf course manicure going. What is that? What is Lutastic? What is that?
It's just a scratch off game.
It's a scratch off game?
Yeah, but.
Do you actually win?
Yeah, I won 50 tokens.
And what do you do?
You can actually win cash.
Yeah, that's what I was betting.
Oh, yeah, you can win cash, dude.
How do you win cash?
I'll show you.
Does that have to do anything with the token?
I know. You can look. I have 8 new games, and I have 2,421 tokens. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I put in my formal contest. I already put that. All right. Pretty much, let's go to this. Let's go to redeem cash. This is actual cash that you can get. Collect cash winnings now. And they'll put it in a check in the mail. You know, American Express, Walmart, cards. Dwolla, don't know what that is. Visa, I guess that's Best Buy gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy gift card, you know, whatever. Or they help you in other ways get cash. Or get winnings. And I have 2,421,
mm-hmm.
right? I can get a $5, well, when I get, you know, 23,000 coins, 15. It's a high amount of coins that you have to get because
mm-hmm.
they still want you to keep coming back, you know, but still. If I get all these coins, you know, because I'm not going to lie, I get like 200, 300,
yeah.
400 a day.
How many can you get, though?
Coins?
Yeah. A day.
Like I said, 200, 300, 400 a day.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not asking you to do much. They're just, you know, you watch a little video, scratch the thing, go to the next one. But they give you coins. Look at this. Daily reward. Today, I got 500 tokens. Coins, whatever. 500 tokens tomorrow. I'm gonna have a mystery reward. What is the mystery reward? Yeah, man.
You're still hyped, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm drunk.
So you know, I mean, they give you the biggest thing that they give you is a $50 Amazon card. That's with the tokens that you can get. That's the best you can get.
But,
brother, but, even went up to $5,000 in this game. And they show you winners that have won. I think there's like one a week or one every 2 weeks. So.
$5,000.
$5,000. I don't have to buy nothing. I don't have to put nothing on there. You know, they want you to download apps to get more tokens, but. Put money down.
The homeboy's just making money.
Yep. Just by scratching. You know, it's just. It's, nah. After today, I want to go buy a journal. I just want to look. I just want to get it online. So. Oh, wait, I can do that next week. Because, all next week. Sorry, bro.
What
oh, you got the same thing I got.
What is that?
That is a Suddenlink card.
Let me see it.
It gives you $7 off.
Look.
So far from the ground.
I better. You're going to take some money off my bill?
What the say? Save you $7 for Dish TV.
I don't like that TV. I don't have their TV. And that's why they do this to me all the time, man. All the time they do this to me.